Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. John Ledyard from FanRag Sports and NDT Scouting, along with Trevor Sikkema of PewterReport.com, who covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Only I guess I can't really say I'm from FanRag Sports and NDT Scouting anymore after yesterday's announcement.
As of yesterday, you can't.
Yeah. So from unknown, nobody, from unknown location.
Now you're just a nobody. Imagine
I will say this about the announcement. That most of us are going to be together from NDT, that it's going to be a terrific, terrific project doing a lot of the same things we were doing before, covering the NFL draft, and it's just going to be bigger on a bigger and better platform. So really excited to share that with you guys eventually. I know some people were freaking out thinking we were all going our separate ways. For the most part, that will not be the case. So I am excited to share with you guys what's next. But for now, we focus on Fan Friday and giving the people what they want today, Trevor. And what they want today is
what do the people want today, John?
It's a good question. It's a variety of topics covered expertly by us, as always. And some we are qualified to speak on, some we are certainly not, and that won't stop us one bit from offering our takes. So,
I like it.
Josiah Jones asks: start one, yes. Bench one, cut one. Sonics pickle slushy, nastiest thing I ever seen. IHOB. Colin Coward.
Okay, so it's, what is it? Start one?
Bench one, cut one. I'm starting IHOB. I saw the menu. Mike Renner went there last night. I saw the menu. Those burgers look freaking good. Yes, I think it's the dumbest name of all time. It's a stupid rebrand. But when your other options are the Sonics, Pickle Slushy, and Colin freaking Coward, I'm going to shovel that burger, son.
Yeah, I think our answers are going to be the same here.
Wait, are you benching Coward or I'm cutting Coward? I'm benching the slushy. Yeah,
cutting him, dude.
Cutting him. Man, Baker already cut him.
Listening to Colin Coward. So like I used to mow lawns in the summer because my dad owns a landscaping business, and so like during the day I would listen to Colin Coward back when he was on ESPN radio. This is in my high school days and everything. And so like Colin Cowherd was one of the catalyst people for like why I wanted to get into like sports broadcasting and everything. And now he's just such trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like over the years, and especially since he's gone to Fox Sports, man.
Yeah.
He has just become such trash. And it makes me sad because
he's very talented.
I know that this is part of the business. Like, hosting a 3-hour radio show by yourself every freaking day is really, really hard. But, like, it sucks because you have to listen to him spew out some of the takes. Although, him having Baker Mayfield on yesterday was just, like...
That was glorious.
The Italian chef kiss of the fingers, you know, like... That was just something beautiful.
Yeah, it was. It was so terrific.
So, unfortunately, I'm keeping Pickled Slushy on the roster, but we're going
to
bench him.
There are not many things that could lose to Pickled Slushy, but congratulations, Colin Coward.
As of right now, Colin Coward is one of those things.
Now, neither of us have tried the Pickled Slushy, and neither of us will, so we should preface by saying
Or that. Should we do it for the pod?
They better pay us a lot more. If you were to make a starting five for pickup basketball out of NFL players, who are you taking? Jimmy Graham. You don't want to know why, Trevor? I don't know if you've heard this or not, but Jimmy Graham used to play basketball.
I'm going to go like Jimmy Graham, Antonio Gates.
Tony Gonzalez.
Rob Gronkowski.
Did Gronk play basketball?
I'm sure he did. Yeah, no, he did. He did. I remember he did because there was a story that came out where Gronk intentionally missed a free throw in high school to keep the score at 69 to end the game.
Oh, my gosh. So in high school, though. Okay. Yeah, I'm imagining a lot of these guys played in high school. I was thinking after that. But, I'm taking Rico Gaithers. He was a Baylor big man. And now he's with Dallas. He's still on that roster. Taking him.
Okay.
Taking George Font. Remember George Font? Seahawks left tackle.
I got to tell you, the Bucks have like a mini basketball hoop. And, there are a lot of guys in the locker room who think they're good. And they're just not. So I don't think I could take any Bucks players. There's just they have a mini basketball hoop and there's somebody shooting on that hoop. I think Ryan Smith and Jacquizz Rodgers are probably the two that are always shooting on it, and they're just like neither of them make nearly enough shots. So I can't pick those guys.
Well,
I'm trying to think of guards, but
yeah, I don't know why, but like Malik Hooker I just feel like he'd be a baller. I'm not really sure why. He just seemed, he's a
That's a
crazy
good instinct.
athlete.
That's a good instinct to think that, John.
Yeah, I just look at him, I'm like, this guy could probably play any sport. Be a beast. Maybe he was in high school. I
I
don't
mean,
know.
Odell is basically like he could play any sport,
Yeah.
so.
George Fant, who is a left tackle for Seattle, backup now, was a guard at Western Kentucky. Picture that. He bulked up from like 245 or something to over 300 pounds to play tackle in the NFL.
That's yeah, geez. It's a lot
Yeah.
of it's a lot of weight.
Yeah, he actually was a pretty productive basketball player in college in Conference USA. So yeah, I he would probably be one of my first picks, I guess. Not sure how many guys in the league would be better than him, but okay, here we go. Love to hear that you guys like the Color Rush jerseys. Everyone I
Yes.
run into thinks they're obnoxious, but I think
No.
they're pretty fire. Which would you say is your favorite? Mine's got to be those electric green Seahawks ones. Philip Lentz, I do love the Seahawks ones. Great choice. Don't listen to the naysayers who say they're obnoxious. They just can't appreciate a good aesthetic.
Yeah.
They are pretty fire. I like the Chargers and I like the Dolphins all orange.
The Chargers one is sick. I
Yes.
love the Chargers one. The 49ers all black one
Oh my.
is also
Yes.
sexy. I think for the white ones, the Bengals one and the Saints one are very clean because they go top to bottom all white.
I
I
can't.
don't really like the Packers one, the all white, because it's not that much different.
Oh, Saints are nasty.
Yeah,
I
Saints one
forgot about
is
them.
no, Saints one is sexy. And then like no bias involved. The Bucks all red one is sick.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
No,
It's all right. It's all right.
it's sick.
Yeah. It's
I think the
better than
Chargers
regular
would be my
jerseys.
number one though. I think the
Yeah.
Chargers would be my number one. I think the Saints would be number two, and then
Yeah.
I think the Bucks would be three.
Chargers and Saints are definitely, yeah, they're
Oh, the
nasty.
Falcons ones are sweet
Seahawks
too.
are
So
good though.
I'm just
See,
looking at the Falcons one now.
I love the Seahawks one too. I love
Yeah.
Seahawks. They'd probably be in my top three.
I think Seahawks would probably be like five for me.
No, Seahawks might be number one. Those greens are, oh my gosh.
No, I think I'd go Chargers. I think I'd go Chargers, Saints, Bucks, 49ers.
Bucks? Son. I would go Seahawks, Saints, Chargers, 49ers, Dolphins, probably.
Dolphins one is good.
Something like that. Yeah, Dolphins is cool just because it's so unique. We've had the all chirp team. Now, who goes top five in the draft of your all hair team? Will kicker Trevor Sikkema? Oh, he just slapped the kicker label right on you. Go first overall, or has the shaver related incident hurt his stock too much?
I don't even know how to answer this question. First,
What are your plans with your hair now? Can we know that? Is that secret?
I don't really know. My cousin's an idiot, and he's trying to like grow out a mullet because he says the mullet's coming back, and he wants me to get on
That
board with it, and
is the worst idea you
I
could
just
possibly
can't,
have.
just can't do
Dude,
it.
why don't even entertain that? There is just no good reason. Your cousin is wrong. It ain't coming back.
He's trying to be a trendsetter, man.
Props for the courage, man. Props for the courage.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to. I don't know top 10 hair guys off the top of my
Well,
head. I've
Hooker
got
would be
a.
in there. Hooker's hair is great.
Oh, are we talking about just like NFL
Yeah.
or draft only draft?
Oh, NFL, I think.
Oh,
I think
okay.
yeah, it doesn't say, yeah, it's probably NFL. We could do the all-hair team when we get closer to this year's draft, but we haven't seen enough of these guys' faces.
I mean, Larry Fitzgerald's a classic.
Yeah, classic.
Just, you know, just tried and true, man, for years.
I've never felt that great about Clay Matthews' hair, to be honest. Like, I don't feel like it looks good for him at all.
Yeah, I'm right. I'm with you. I'm with you there. Jay Cutler, if we're talking like normal hair-ish,
right,
has had some slick kind of like shorter hair haircuts.
Yeah.
Which have been pretty bold. Obviously, like Odell's got pretty sweet hair because his is very different.
Oh yeah, true. You've definitely done your homework.
I'm just gonna say it. I love Vernon Hargrave's hair.
Yeah.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got like the dreadlocks thing, but he has his dreadlocks, they're about like shoulder length, but he pulls them to like the front of his hair to tie it. And it's just like nobody else in the NFL does that really. But the player who has the best hair in the NFL, and this is, I'm sorry that it took me this long to think about it. There's no debate. It's Buster Skrine. Like zero debate has the best hair in the NFL.
Hang on, I'm looking.
Landon Collins is number two.
Oh, wow. Buster's got it going on.
Yeah, Buster Skrine and Landon Collins are 1 and 2 in the NFL.
Very fair. Very fair. Yeah, Buster's got it going on. It's great hair.
Yeah. I follow Buster on Instagram just for that.
Good reason, I think. Okay, here's a really intimate question. What's the perfect place for a first date? If potential dates are listening to this podcast, Trevor, this all of a sudden became a very important question for you. Narrator, I don't think they were listening to this podcast.
Yeah, probably not.
I think it's someplace chill, like where you can chat and like get to know each other more.
Wow,
like,
man. Be more stereotypical, or please. What,
if it's a first date?
Please, dude.
Well, what would your suggestion
somewhere
be?
To chill, you know? Just get to know each other and chill.
That's,
you know,
what's important.
Just, you know, chill out and chill, you know?
What's your perfect date?
Obviously, Romeo? It depends on the girl, but...
Sure. That's why I was general.
I mean, like, something different. Like, I'm not a big fan of just, like, hey, let's just, like, go out to this, like, random place and just, like, get drinks and sit down or something.
Well yeah, no. Like, but, like, freaking go-karts or something like that. Like, where you'd, like, have an experience... Yeah, well,
I've done first dates because, like, I live right next to the Lightning Stadium, so, like, I do, like, hockey games, and those have gone really well, actually. We also have a
Lightning game?
We also have a Top Golf next to us, so I've done that before, and that's fun.
Yes. Agree with the golf one. Lightning's fine, but, like, yeah, that's kind of what I said to begin with that you made fun of.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, I thought when you were saying that, it was just, like...
No, not, like, sit down and get coffee. But I mean, like, you want to have, like, you don't want to, I don't think, like, people would say a movie is a good first date. Like, I don't know, like, you're not really communicating
a movie's a terrible date.
Right. So that's why I mean, like, you need something, like, where you're going to have, like, a bond, like, create a bond over an experience that connects you.
There's something going on, it's entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I've gone to, like, comedy shows and stuff for first dates, and, like, that's been fun, and so there you go.
Yeah.
There's a couple.
Good stuff. Thoughts on the Julio Jones holdout? Get that money, son. Get that money. That's what I'm saying. I mean, isn't he grossly underpaid? I've really not paid close attention to it, but I
think he's still a top five paid wide receiver.
Oh, is he? I don't know then. Then maybe he has no beef. I don't know. At some point, it just becomes unrealistic to hold out, but it's probably going to end, and he's not going to get more money. So that's my thoughts.
He probably just wants more security with it. I don't know when his contract's up, actually. I don't know. I don't really feel like that many wide receivers are paid more handsomely than Julio Jones is. Now, I understand that he could think he's the best wide receiver in the game, and there's probably three or four wide receivers who are paid more than him right now. So Julio Jones could be like, no, we're not doing this. You can revisit my contract right now. Thank you very much. But it's not like I don't think he's being like grossly underpaid or something.
Right.
You know?
Wow, somebody asked, tell me your starting five for basketball using only NFL players. Already done. Top two or three draft-eligible running backs for 2019. Do you have a clear-cut favorite? I definitely do not have a clear-cut favorite.
Ooh, a 2019 draft question.
I don't have a clear-cut favorite.
I do.
It looks like the class is it Jordan Scarlett?
No.
Okay. All right. It looks like the class is going to fall off a good bit. Yeah, I was just about to say, Damian Harris is probably has to be the top name right now.
I think my top backs would probably be Damian Harris, Rodney Anderson from Oklahoma.
Yes.
And
Bryce Love is in this class.
Yeah.
Miles Gaskin from Washington. I just don't think he's going to be an early pick. Somebody's got to emerge because right now I'm looking at my list and I just don't, no names really jump out at me as like the guy to watch. Like Demoria Crockett, now I might be saying his name wrong, probably am, from Missouri is another guy that impressed me last year.
I really like Travion Williams, the dude from Texas A&M.
Yes. Good call. Yes.
Yeah. Travion Williams is very good. He was really good as a freshman. And then last year he was kind of like eh, but like all of Texas A&M was eh. Like,
right.
They were going through the coaching stuff and the offensive line was awful. So,
probably my favorite thing, I've been doing a lot of research for this upcoming class. Favorite thing that I found, LSU has a running back, number 27. His last name is Fournette. He is Leonard Fournette's brother.
Yeah, Leonard.
Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
Their parents named him Leonard and Leonard. I don't know, man. There's like a two-letter difference there. I can't. No. I don't know. I mean, he's not supposed to be anywhere near what Leonard was, but good luck, man. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Somebody says, John Limbarakis says, I like Connolly and TJ Edwards at Wisconsin. Do you think Edwards is athletic enough at his size to play in coverage? You all inspired me this year to go deep on a position group. I am doing linebackers. Any favorite potential three down off ball linebackers for you going into 2018?
Wait, he wants what are our favorite off ball?
Favorite three down off ball linebackers. In answer to your Edwards question, John, I do really worry about him as an athlete. I really worry about him in space. I think he's a smart, hardworking guy that could probably make a team. I don't expect him to be a coveted prospect just because I don't think the athleticism's there. Kind of similar to Micah Kizer in some ways, maybe. Connolly, I've just watched these guys peripherally as I watch lots of other Wisconsin people at this point. But Connolly, I think, is going to be one of the big risers. You know, I'm just going to go out and say that. Having not studied him closely, I think he moves terrific. He's aggressive. He's got the size. I think he's learning to read and process the game better and better. I think he's going to be one of the big winners from this upcoming season. I'm a huge fan of him going into the year based on what I've seen. Other potential three down guys, somebody mentioned Devin White, right? That question's coming up. Sorry. Devin White is probably the most exciting guy in terms of
LSU linebacker.
Yeah.
Right.
If he can finish developing, there's a lot of rawness there. And I know this, John has another question next about Devin White. You're right, John. He was terrific against Florida. He does have some concerns with processing and coverage and in the run game. There are things that need to develop with White. So it's a huge year for him. It's not surprising. First year as a starter, I think last year, not surprising that he would have those bumps. How he progresses in year two is going to be super important for him, but he probably has the most upside.
Just off the top of my head, just some other off ball guys. Shaq Quarterman from Miami is a guy that I saw a little bit of last year. And then Devin Bush from Michigan. Both of them are more like inside linebackers, but those were like Devin Bush played really, really well in the opening game against Florida. And so ever since then, I was just like, okay, this might be like a potential NFL dude here. Oh, and then Anthony Jennings and Mac Wilson, both of them from Alabama. Those
yeah, two guys. Mac is interesting because he's definitely athletic. He's not very big for a linebacker. And no. I am really curious to see how he steps because, you're just playing a couple reps here and there. Can he be a full-time player this year? It's the first year Alabama hasn't had, like, a clear-cut guy at linebacker in a while. Right. And Jennings played a lot on the edge, I think, and probably will again this year. And I also very much I like his game. I don't know how good an athlete he is, but I like his game too. So, yeah, there's some good names for sure. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you to see each of the three second-year quarterback starters next year? Deshaun was so good year one. Everything looks better for Trubisky. Mahomes is the biggest question mark, but very good team, weapons, and big play potential. What I like is that all three, well, actually, I will say Watson is the least set up to succeed of those guys. Didn't seem to matter last year. I do think the law of averages comes back a little bit, and that offensive line is bad. He's still coming back from a major injury. I think the combination of things in Houston will result in some. And remember, they were 3-3 with him as a starter when he was playing like a god. So, you know, yeah. They're still not. I don't think they're going to be great, but I think Mahomes and Trubisky are both set up to succeed, and that's a big thing for me. Like, I want to see these guys in environments I can actually evaluate them with, and that's where I think we're at with both those guys. So. Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, man, it's a 10. I'm so excited to see both of them play. I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, no question. We talked about that a little bit earlier.
Right.
With how excited we were for a lot of these guys. And it's a really big year for all of them. As we were going through that series this week and last week, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm with you. It's an absolute 10. And a couple of these guys are very set up to succeed right away, whether it's wide receiver weapons or running game and help with the coaching staff, having guys around them that kind of believe in them, being a little bit innovative in what they're going to design for them, how they're going to set up the offenses. So
definitely. Chuck Diesel, he says, there is a four-way road and dead in the center is a crisp new $100 bill. Now at the end of each of these streets are four people: Trevor, Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and a healthy Jordan Reed. Which one is going to get to the $100 bill first? Chuck, my dude, pass some of that over here, whatever it is, because that is some good stuff, man. How did you come up with this one? This is amazing. Santa.
No, I'm getting there first.
Over a healthy Jordan Reed?
Jordan Reed's tearing his Achilles mid-run, dude.
So he's healthy before the run, but during right. it, anything can happen.
Say nothing about when he started running.
Well, I agree you'd beat the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus, so if he does tear his Achilles, I guess you're getting that 100.
And then we're going to IHOP, baby. IHOP on me.
Unreal. Just tackle Santa Claus and take his presents. That's probably better than the $100 bill.
Oh, wow. See? Yeah, no. Wait till Santa takes off. Start running the other way. Hot wire the sleigh.
Wow. This got real.
Head back to the North Pole. Be crowned a new Santa.
Some Ocean's 13 stuff right here.
Have a 5-year reign before old Santa comes back in 007.
Wow. This is
kills
like,
me, takes his spot back.
You may have to run with this content idea and just write a book to be made into a movie and become famous. All because of Chuck Diesel's question.
He'll get a cut of it.
Jason Willis asks, NBA draftee with the best name. Bo Mamba is pretty good. Mo Bamba.
No, it's Mo Bamba.
I can't even say it right.
Hold on. I got it. NBA draft 2018. I gotta look up all the names. I gotta do this question. I gotta do this question justice.
I'm scrolling through right now. You know, not a lot's jumping out at me.
Honestly, the name Luka Doncic.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't think he's great. I don't love him as a player, but I think the name Grayson Allen is pretty cool. The name Grayson Allen is pretty cool.
Is
the name Dante DiVincenzo. No.
I think it's so funny because, like, the announcer last night, did you watch it? Did you watch part of the draft?
I did, but I didn't have the sound on.
Okay, so like they announced Luka Doncic, and it's like they're saying, I can't remember where do you pick? The Hawks. And so they're like, the announcer and everything's talking like perfectly normal English. And then like, the Atlanta Hawks select Luka Doncic. And it's like, he immediately just goes like full Slovenian on it. It was so funny. Like, it was full American, and then just like, Luka Doncic.
That's funny.
Was dying laughing.
Wait, was it Adam Silver that said that? Silver?
No. The guy over the
PA.
The guy like over the speaker or whatever, yeah. I think, who was doing certain announcing.
Moritz Wagner is a pretty good name.
Wagner.
Because it's a W, but it's a V sound.
But
I
it's
like that.
E.
Yeah, messes with your mind.
If we're talking like normal names, Lonnie Walker IV. Great name.
Easily maybe one of the worst names of the draft.
Lonnie.
How about Walker, this one? How about, I never even heard of this guy. Shake Milton. His first name is Shake.
No way.
That's unreal for an NBA player. Oh, for sure that's the best name.
Shake Milton. Yep, there it is. Shake Milton. Very last pick in the draft was Kostas Antetokounmpo.
Oh, wow. That's Giannis's brother, right?
Yeah, Giannis's brother.
Yeah. Oh, there's
look, no, hold on. Hold on. Look at this guy who went 47th overall. Can't even begin to say his name, from Ukraine.
What's? What, give it a shot. I've had a lot of bad.
Oh, no, this is a dude from Luke. Or this is a dude from Kansas. This is, I don't know how to say his first name, but this is Makai Luke.
Oh, Makai Luke. Sviatoslav. Sviatoslav.
Yeah, no, the last name Makai Luke is like the best last name.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's
yeah, true. No question. I didn't even, I literally didn't even recognize it on this computer screen, but I've seen him play five times. That's funny. Okay.
How much will the Suns, Kings, Hawks regret passing on Luka Doncic? I thought this was super interesting. I love The Ringer, by the way. They're my go-to for NBA stuff. I think they do awesome stuff. Everybody check them out. I was reading on The Ringer. ESPN didn't show one of Luka Doncic's games, but he's arguably the best player in this class. So they never showed any of his overseas games. And if you look him up on YouTube, there's not that many results for him. I thought that was fascinating. Like, imagine if there was like a prospect that was going top three in the NFL draft, and nobody could really watch him, except for teams. You know, I'm sure his group found some way to get teams tape of his games. But imagine if like none of us analysts could watch a guy that was going top three.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy. It's a weird situation. Mm-hmm. I have no idea if Luka Doncic is good because of that. You know, you can see his highlight reels on YouTube or on TV if you want now, but. Like, I've never actually, like, watched him play a full game or anything, so. But I don't think much of the top guys in this draft, you know, in terms of them translating to the NFL really easily. So, you know, in my opinion, I think Doncic will be one of the better ones out of the group just based on what I've seen. And they say he's a really safe prospect, so we'll see. To me, the real – Mikal Bridges getting – you know, Philly picked him and it was perfect, and then they traded him to the Suns, and I was like, dudes, y'all messed up.
My dudes.
I mean, Bridges, I think, is going to be the truth. 3-and-D player, wing players with length and athleticism and hustle are in today's NBA.
You just wanted to say the phrase 3-and-D.
I mean, show me the lie. Who's better, Sam Beal or Adonis Alexander? Hint, it's not Adonis Alexander, but neither of us have really watched Sam Beal that closely. The supplemental draft is July 11th. We are going to have an episode on the supplemental players. Next week, maybe? Yeah, I don't know. We'll talk about content plans. We're not that far ahead on the schedule, per usual. But we are definitely going to talk about all those guys. But we are not – well, I am
Adonis
not that impressed
super,
with Adonis.
Adonis is super raw, so
– and his athletic testing kind of solidified that he's not that athletic.
But I don't
– remember, we said Adonis was supposed to have like a 40-plus vertical. He was like 35 and a half, which is like average for a corner.
Yeah.
And his shuttles were bad and his 40 was bad. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not holding out a lot of hope for Adonis, especially given the other issues. But Beal, I'm going to get a look at, but I think there's a lot of people I trust that really think he's a good player, so I'm excited to take a look at him. We'll be back next week. We got to tackle some interesting topics next week as we transition out of the second year snapshot series that we did the last 2 weeks. So we got exciting stuff to talk about. We're pumped to bring you more good content on NFL draft and NFL related topics next week. Until then, keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.